to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. It's your girl, Eva Marcille, here with the beautiful L'Oreal. What's up, Lo?
My beautiful friend, Eva. I love you to death, and we have so much fun together, and we're going to let the people have some fun with us today, aren't we?
Yes, let's get into the holiday spirit. I'm feeling festive.
Hoes.
Mistletoe all around. So it's the holiday time. Super excited. And Christmas is this weekend, everybody. Woo! So find out how L'Oreal will be celebrating. Find out how I'm going to be celebrating. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and get some cute little last minute gift ideas and hear about our favorite holiday traditions, because everyone has one. Plus, I have a question, L'Oreal.
What's that?
I know how I was in college, and I know how you love your family, but why are millennials choosing to stay home versus going to see their families for the holidays this year? It's a little bit different. Also, I want to know, is your ex winter coating you this season? It's a whole new phrase, girls, called winter coat.
Okay.
I want to know, is your ex around here trying to winter coat you this season? I'm going to explain all of that and what that's all about in just a minute.
We don't need those exes back in the picture. They was an ex for a reason. And speaking of exes, you might have had your ex slide into our final question somewhere, because we got one of those to undress, and this happened.
I think the biggest issue is that they know each other.
That is the issue.
Okay.
If you're single and dating, God bless you. But if you are talking to two guys in the same circle, anybody and their mama gonna call you a tramp.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It went down. It went down just like that. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this whole mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, you know it's New Year's Eve, y'all. It's coming up, and we cannot believe it. Like, 2023 is here already. At first, the year was moving slow. Then it got fast. I don't know what happened, but 2023 is basically here. And fortunately, Macy's, our favorite place, has all the things you need for your New Year's Eve look to start your year off right, bright, and fly, of course, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and it doesn't matter really what you're trying to do for New Year's. Mm-mm. If you need to find like a cute little shimmery mini dress for a midnight toast with your little bae, metallic accents, if you're feeling like low key and you just want to be at home, but you want it to feel festive, well, you could pick those up. Plus, glittering jewelry and pretty much everything else that plays up your look right there at Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. So no matter what sparkling glam you choose, you make it your own. Make it your style. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Everybody can't have the same glittery dresses.
No, they
Macy's
can't.
Has a lot of variety, okay?
You know what happens though, Lo? If me and you went and got the same cute black dress for New Year's Eve, the Own Your Style allows you to put on a dangly chandelier earring.
I like that.
Put on a cute necklace.
Ooh.
You can put on a cute little shrug jacket or a little fur. I could do a long trench. So you can take something that someone else has, but still make it your own.
I like that.
It's so easy. And if you need help with it, go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and boom, there's your assistance.
And then you know what else? You could wear that outfit for your holiday plans. So we have a lot of holiday plans. Eva, I know you have a ton of things planned for the kids. The kids are out of school. So tell me what you're going to do this year.
So this year for the holidays, I'm super, super grateful that I'm not in production this year. The last 2 years, I was in the middle of big productions at Christmas time. And so I didn't get to do the big, big holiday thing like I like to. But this year, I'm taking the kids, my husband and I, we're taking them to Big Bear, California. And I'm from Los Angeles. And Big Bear is where we get our snow. That's where you go snowboarding and skiing and inner tubing and all of that. So we got a nice big cabin. I'm going up there with my brother and my nieces and nephews and my in-laws, and just bringing everyone up to Big Bear. And we're going to have a good old-fashioned Christmas. Not a whole lot of anything but family time. Food,
that is
games.
So nice.
It's going to be real simple, but I'm excited about it. What you doing this Christmas?
So I'm definitely going to travel. Like, you know, that's okay. Like my favorite thing to do. And the crazier part is I'm such a last minute person that my stuff is not booked yet. But
so you going to pay the premium, you said.
I don't have a choice, you know, like.
You like Sookie, you fly first class.
Yeah, but you know how it is nowadays. Like, my schedule has been so crazy up until literally vacation. I have stuff to do every single day. So I'm sitting here trying to just figure out what exactly I want to do, where I want to go. I spoke to one of my homegirls. We're going to travel together. And then definitely
you can always come to Big Bear.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that, too. I told you, because, you know, we got a couple weeks off, so I'm making my rounds. I'm making a couple stops.
We can always go to Big Bear. It's an extra room, sis.
I'm definitely going to do that. I want to spend New Year's with my boo, and I want to make sure.
Yes, you know, that's Mike's birthday, so we're going to be in LA.
Is his birthday New Year's?
It's the 27th, so 2 days after Christmas, 3 days before New Year's. So right after Christmas is over, we start to celebrate Mike's big birthday.
Oh, my God. All I know is I'm trying to stay away from my family because they always force me to cook, and I just want to relax during my break.
Well, that's not happening because if you come to Big Bear, you definitely making some paella.
Oh, great. All right. Now, so I guess I got to cook wherever I go.
But yes, you do.
So for me, right, if I do cook and when I do cook on Christmas, no matter what, and then last year, you know, I got my breast reduction, so I wasn't able to go anywhere or do much of anything, but I still figured out a way to cook, of course, because my family thinks I'm a slave, and they didn't care that I had surgery. They still wanted mac and cheese. So
exactly, that part.
They still wanted my mac and cheese, because everybody can make mac and cheese in the family, but it has to be mine.
Are you playing when you in there making that mac and cheese, right? In there, and it's the holiday season. What is the Christmas music that's playing? Because my friend, we were out just yesterday, and I heard a Christmas song, and I said, I ain't never heard this Christmas song.
For real?
My friend looked at me and goes, well, what did y'all listen to for Christmas? But my question is, what do y'all listen to? And I'm going to tell you what I grew up on.
Okay, so the best song, because I'm going to tell you, when I'm cooking, usually I keep the TV on because I like A Christmas Story. That's my favorite movie. Me and my uncle, may he rest in peace. That's my favorite movie of all time. A Christmas Story with Ralphie.
Shoot your eye out.
You shoot your eye out. I watch it, and it comes on from as soon as it, first of all, I watch it on Thanksgiving too, but it comes on as soon as 12 hits, all the way till 12 the next day, midnight. It just replays, and I keep it on TBS. But for the song, hands down, there's no song better than This Christmas. And I don't care if Donny Hathaway is singing it. I don't care if Chris Brown is singing it. Only person I care about if they were singing it is like somebody that can't sing. Who can't sing? I can't even think of somebody.
I'm not the biggest fan of Quiet Christmases, Quiet Christmas songs.
I'm
used to, I heard, there's a song and my friend knew like the words. I've heard it before, but I didn't know the words. Like,
Feliz Navidad?
No, not Feliz Navidad. No one grew up to that song, like, and sang that song at home. And so we walking down the street and the music is playing and he's like hitting all the words, like bars. And I'm like, yo, how do you know this song?
Like, he used to go Carolyn.
He black from D.C.
He used to go-go in Carolyn.
Right, and his mama lived in church. So he said, well, what did you listen to growing up? I said, you knew Christmas was here when you heard James Brown, Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto. That was the first Christmas song I remember. James Brown, Stevie Wonder, The Whispers, The Temptations.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't grow up with your Anglo Christmas songs, it's fine, but we always had a very soulful Christmas. Like,
yeah, same.
Let It Snow, when we were putting Little Boys to Men, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston and the Preacher's Wife tow Christmas down, baby.
Yeah, that's my movie now.
Now, can I give you a new movie that you might want to watch this Christmas, though? Yours truly has two Christmas movies coming out.
You have two Christmas movies coming?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Last year I did, I was in a Christmas movie with Kim Fields. It was a cool role, but it wasn't a large role. But this year I have a Christmas movie that I'm the lead. It is called A Christmas Fumble. And then I have another Christmas movie that I did with the incomparable Vivica A. Fox, Robin Givens, and Ashanti.
Oh, that's what y'all was doing.
That's what we were doing. So it's on Paramount. It premieres on VH1. It's produced by Idris Elba. And super, super, super excited for both of these Christmas movies. One's a love story, and the other one is just a feel-good, unapologetically beautiful Black Christmas movie. One is called A Christmas Fumble on OWN, and the other movie is called A Diva's Christmas Carol on VH1. So tune into those new Christmas movies this year.
I love that, Eva. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I love you, friend, because I can hear it in your mouth.
I love you,
too. Not hear it in your mouth. That's so hilarious. I can hear the joy in your mouth. Hey,
I do. Okay, but speaking of in your mouth, what's going on with the kids this Christmas? Now, I remember back in the day when I went away to college.
No, kids. Millennials, and that's you.
Okay.
Millennial goes all the way to 41. You're not 41.
2 days before it. 41 is two steps ahead of me. But what's different? I remember when I was in college, and you know, 20 years ago, which is when I went to college, I was racing home for the holidays. Like, I couldn't wait to holiday break. I couldn't wait to summer break. Sometimes I might spend it with like a friend of mine and go home with their family for the holidays.
Right.
But the holidays are just not always a great time for everyone, if we're completely honest with ourselves. And with mental health being on our dome and at the forefront of how we decide to currently live our lives, sometimes this time of the year can be really hard, especially if you have recently suffered a loss or a loved one in the family. And some people also struggle with their families and have, you know, just strained relationships. So for the past couple of years, there's been articles out about millennials that are not going home for the holidays. And it seems like it kind of started around COVID. And it was a really good example, like, ooh, COVID's real. Maybe, I don't know, let's quarantine. I'm not coming home this year. Mm-hmm. But after COVID, I think people realized that they didn't miss not going home for the holidays at all. They would rather be at their home where they live in solitude, or like L'Oreal said, go out and travel and do anything else that makes them happy. For many of that, it's emotionally triggering, from the parents asking about your job, to having a baby, to where's your man and when you're going to get married, to weight loss, you've gained too much weight, or you haven't been eating enough. It's just the ideas and the judgment of family could be very, very thick during the holidays.
That's right.
So last year they did a poll, right? And the poll found that people's stress levels are 5 times greater, L'Oreal, during the holidays.
Yeah, because you got to spend all this money too.
It is, but largely because of COVID and, like you said, trying to afford gifts in time, especially this year with how high inflation is.
Yeah, I could barely afford myself, Eva. You get what I'm saying? Inflation is crazy. Like, what is even happening?
So behavioral health experts mention another big reason why folks are opting to stay home. When people leave their home and become adults, they become kind of a different person with their own new experiences. So sometimes, especially if you have a kid that went off to college or went to move out of state away from the family that might all be in the same place, you'll find that it's kind of difficult for them to go home for the holidays, and it might cause them mental stress. And it might be challenging because of the newfound identity they have, that the family's gonna be like, I'm sorry, Billy, what you doing? Who are you? You know we eat chicken around here, but not Billy vegan. You know, Billy got his new friends, they vegan, they, you know, they don't drink soda no more, they out here trying to help and save the world, and mama's at home like, what are you doing? Stop recycling, move that stuff out of there, son. Eat this chicken. So, I don't know. Have you ever felt this way, you know, where you feel like who you are now might not be enough for the family that knew who you were, and it might be upsetting to them. So maybe you opt out of showing them or being around for the holidays.
So I'm going to say that I struggled with this, and maybe I still struggle with this. So there was a one point in time in my family that everybody had babies. So everyone has kids in my family, probably except for me and like one more other one of my cousins. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has been married or has kids, has multiple kids. And at one point in time, I did feel a little weird. Like, I didn't want to be around my family because I'm just like, damn, I'm the only one without a kid. Like, I'm the only one, you know, working on a career like the kind of career that I have, obviously. But at the same time, it was just, it did make me feel a little strange. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like, I'm like, what am I going to do here? Like, just play with everybody's kids.
Did they ever ask you the questions, Lorelia? Like, did you ever get the family members that are like, so, when you think about?
Oh my God, my family will not leave me alone to this day. They're like, oh, I can't wait till I have a niece or nephew, or I can't wait till I have a little cousin. Or they say it all the time. Every time they see me, and now I just tune them out because I'm like, well, I'm going to have that when God blesses me. And that's just that. You know what I mean? But at the time, it was a little annoying to me because I'm like, man, I don't want all these damn kids around. And then it's
well,
me.
See, you know what you do, L'Oreal? What? I have always encouraged people to prep their clap back. Like, I prep my clap back for the holidays because
I didn't even care that much. You know what I mean? I just was like, I'm just not going to go.
So. Oh, but with that same auntie that's over here asking you about where your man is the same one I was married 5 times with no man. So
you're
I'm saying,
funny.
Like, prep your clap back for when they get to ask
you. But let me tell you
something,
disrespect to the elders in my family don't roll over too well.
You don't got to just be clever. You got to just be clever.
Yeah, because I mess around and get popped in the mouth at 37 years old. Like, they don't care about that. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But
that's
see,
my
me,
house too.
Yeah, and you know I'm a traveler, and that's something that I like to do. So I have fell into more so just being out of town, but then I got guilty, you know, and everybody would call me and be like, well, you're not here. So then now what I tried to do is try to spend, this is awful because it's a big toll on me, but what I'll do is I'll spend half of the day with my family and then I leave in the middle of Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, and then I go travel. But then it does cut down my time. So I'm going to say that I'm definitely a millennial that has a problem with this, that struggles with this, because I love my family, but we do a lot of Taco Tuesdays. Like, I see my family a lot. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, not to say that I see them too, but they live down the street from me, next door, across the street. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So it's literally like I see them all the time.
But see,
but
you have a different situation because you are, you're close to your family and you do see them often. But there are those kids that, like, you know, grew up in their parents' home, left home, live in a different state now. They're in school or going through whatever matriculation they are going through or doing internships. And now it's the holidays and mom like, all right, I'm ready for my baby to come home. I'm about to make your favorite dish. And he like, oh, I'm not going home. My homeboy Trevor and I got some tickets and we decided we was going
to go. Your family feels bad because trust me, they've sat me down before and said like, you know, because at one point in time I didn't go to anything, but it was really because of who I was dating. It was just a bad situation. But I wasn't like coming to Thanksgiving. I wouldn't show up to nothing. And then they got a little worried. You know what I mean? And that and they it's not fair either because you also have your own life and you should be allowed to do what you want. But I always find myself feeling guilty. And like I said earlier, they always want me to cook the damn lamb, mac and cheese.
Because it's good, L'Oreal.
And it's good, I get it. But I be tired too. Like, sometimes you think the elders is supposed to cook. And I get that I'm up there, getting up there. But y'all still here. Like, get the cooking.
Yeah, but she messed up that pinch of salt number and messed up that tater salad. Now all of it's messed up because
they taste buds ain't the same in their old age.
Yeah, because auntie didn't take her medicine and her little sugars off and she wouldn't sit down. Like, no.
We don't want the diabetes yams, the ones where you got to take the sugar out. We don't want that.
No, now you added more potatoes because it's too much syrup. No, ma'am.
No. But you always go home for the holidays, right?
Well, see, what I do is, you know, my dad had a stroke some years back, and I think our whole family never expected that life was going to change. Like, we just thought that we would get older, but, like, no one would ever die or actually not be healthy. Right. So I think the first time that, like, when my dad got sick, and then, like, I had an uncle that passed away, my cousin's dad, which is my aunt's husband, and we saw that, like, the holidays can change. And depending upon the way life goes, if you want them there or not, they might not be able to be here for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so I think that for me as a mom who wants my children to know my family, as long as God sees fit for them to be on this earth, I kind of prioritize them being with family on the holidays differently, because I want them to have those memories when they grow up. No one cares about the kind of cars we drive and mommy's fancy jacket, but they will remember Christmas, and not the gifts, but they'll remember the games they played. They remember how that house filled, who was there at the house, the songs mm-hmm. they sang. And so for me, I prioritize us being together. So for Thanksgiving, I flew my parents here to Atlanta, and yeah. my in-laws came up from Texas, and you know, we all did a big Thanksgiving at my house. And so it doesn't have to be at my mom's house. We just got to be together.
Yeah,
we just got to be together. And I got engaged on Christmas, so it's a
did you
I did.
Was that your gift, or did you get a gift too?
I had a baby in my stomach. So
that? You had what?
I had a baby in my stomach, so I already had my gift.
Oh my goodness. That was the gift. I would have been cool with that being my gift.
But yeah,
did you get him? Did you get him the baby?
I cooked. I made everything
for his
son. I was in the middle of making gumbo, and he called me in for a prayer and with the family, and my mom started to pray, and my husband, well, my boyfriend at the time, was like, I got this. I looked at him like, boy, you about to get your whole head knocked off. Did you just stop my mama from praying? And he started to say, you know, why he believes in God and believes that they're angels, and because God brought him me, and then he hopped on one knee and proposed. So magical things happen on Christmas. Aww. So I think we should be together as a family on Christmas.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know something that we don't like?
What?
Exes. Now, we know now, from now to Valentine's Day, what do we call this? Cuffing season, right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Most people are looking for somebody to cuddle up with during the colder months by sliding into DMs or hoping that they can hop on a dating app and find somebody there. You know why this is a good time? Christmas is in a couple days, right? Ooh. Now, look at this. I'm about to tell you why cuffing season, before we even go more into this, why cuffing season will still be in effect. Can you hear this? Because some people didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. Some people didn't get anything. So some people are going to get dumped on Christmas or the day after Christmas, right?
Oh, right, so before? There what about the ones right before?
Do you get what I'm saying? So there is still a chance for you to have a successful Valentine's Day. Now, listen. There is a new term. It's called winter coding. And it doesn't involve meeting new people, okay? Now, you talked about this a little earlier, but we're going to dive deep into it. Now, winter coding is when people reach out to their exes during cuffing season in order to quickly get a easy seasonal partner to essentially hibernate with during the winter. So it's basically like you ain't got nobody, so you go back to the old body.
That's yada, yada. A rental.
That's a rent. No.
That's a used.
That's a used.
You are renting a used. Okay, keep going.
How you renting your own used car is crazy to me.
It ain't even yours. Anyway.
It used to be your old used car.
It used
car.
To be. It's not. You rent your. Okay, keep going.
So there's a dating expert, and they're claiming that many people go this route because they already established a dynamic with this person. So it's more familiar, and essentially it's less work, right? Now, the downside is, as soon as spring comes, they drop them again. Boom. So over half of the singles out there surveyed, they said that their ex has reached out, with a 71% admitting that it did not work out, right? Now,
what?
This is crazy, because reaching back out to exes in the colder months, or them reaching out more, I will say that this definitely happened to me. Like that.
You noticed that?
Yes. Like, as soon as it starts getting a little colder, any kind of ex, like somebody that you might have even just talked to once upon a time, they're going to hit you up one way or another. They're going to try to come back into the picture, especially before, like, the whole, yeah, it happens. Because people like to be laid up in the crib. Like, nobody really likes to be outside when it's cold, right? Do you like to be outside when it's cold? I mean, I like to get dressed.
I don't particularly like to be outside when it's cold, but I don't like to particularly lay with anyone either. I just want to be by myself. Like, I don't want you in a bed. Get your feet off of me. Get out of my...
See, I like to cuddle and stuff like that, but not with no ex. Now, I will say this. Again, this is how I know I'm old. we're older, is when I was younger, I used to look at it like, okay, well, I don't want to add a body count. So I'm just going to deal with the guy I already dealt with before. And well, that'll be
all
that.
All the toxic traits that I decided was no good for me, but I'm going to go ahead and bring him right back in so I don't meet this,
because I just looked at it like it was only probably sex, and we had sex before, so it was just probably okay. You know what I mean? And it's like you trust the person. You know what this person is coming with, so it ain't no surprises. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know what it's hitting for. And I used to think like that made sense. Then yeah. I'm like, what the hell am I dealing with this guy for? Like, I didn't like him. I don't want him no more. So why would I do that? So that was something that I totally wrote off. But it's like, if you don't have nobody, you need to stay by yourself until God brings you somebody. Because just dealing with somebody from the past, just to not be by yourself, is pathetic.
I mean, I think it's human to want to be with someone, but I do think it takes a good self-control and a strong sense of self not to fall into what you are avoiding right now, even though you know it's not healthy. That's the thing. It's one thing if you end up dating a guy and you fall for him and he does you dirty, but don't go back to the same guy just because it's cold outside. Go get a jacket. What are you doing?
But wait, have you ever even fell victim to cuffing season and like knowingly planned to get rid of the guy when it got back like warm outside?
No. No, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I rock with you till the wheels fall off. And if they fell off right before cuffing season, I guess I'm going to be alone and cold because I don't play those kind of reindeer games, not even on Christmas.
I mean, I definitely had a homegirl that was miserable with the guy that she was with, right? But mm-hmm. Christmas was like the next, it was like 2 months, I feel like. Uh-huh. And she was like, man, I'm going to just thug it out until after Christmas. I was like, yo, you are trash. She's well, like, nah, see, I know him. And then yeah. They ended up arguing probably like the day before Christmas, and she ended up not getting anything anyway. So I'm like, you should have just been left him alone. I couldn't imagine staying around just because I think somebody's going to get me something. That's sorry.
That's funny. That's funny. It's laughable.
That's very funny.
It's funny. It's laughable. It's weird. And it's what we do not encourage our strong-minded and able-bodied independent women to do and to strive for. Go get yours.
Now, I'm not going to lie. My ex can't call me a cab. Like, there's nothing that my, like, I'm telling you, I think I even told you he tried to reach out to me the other day, and I was just like, why is this guy hitting me?
Yeah, and we say this, and we looked at the timetable and said, it's cuffing season.
I looked at it and I said, he better kick rocks. But there's literally nothing.
He changed
no response.
It. It's not cuffing. He's going to winter coat you.
No, thank you. Pass.
You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. Now, we have a final question to undress this week. It's from a young lady by the name of Chantrice. She is speaking to both of us, L'Oreal and I, and she says, hey, ladies.
Hey.
Okay. I have a dilemma. I recently connected with two guys that I used to date within a week apart.
Whoa.
And I'm talking after years. Okay. So I started talking to both of them. One of them I really like because he has an older child and I am afraid that he may not want any more kids.
Okay.
And the other one, I like him as well, but he has multiple baby mamas. Both, I don't 100% know what their intentions are, so I am going to continue to date both of them until I need to put one of them on ice or just focus on one. But here is the problem. The two guys, they hang out in similar circles, and so I'm nervous that one of them might find out. I don't believe in only dating one man if you guys are not committed in a relationship. I don't believe mm-hmm. that is the way to go. So I feel like maybe I've wasted years trying to put my all into one man for those men to eventually tell me that they don't want to commit anyway. Now, I want to continue to date both of them, but I don't want to start no issues. So What should I do, ladies? Sign Chantrice. Oh, this is a good one, girl.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. So this lady is dating two guys who she really, really likes. Neither of them are super serious, but they're serious enough. She feels like she's made the mistake of dating men and giving them their whole 100% only to find out she just wasted all her time. So she's like, I'm smarter, I'm wiser, I'm more mature. I ain't doing that. I'm about to play with both of y'all and decide which one I want. But the tee-hee for her is that these guys hang out in the same circle. So what does she need to do, L'Oreal?
She got to get rid of one of them because she's going to look like a tramp. And I'll say this, let it be the one with the multiple baby mamas, because he's been down this road a couple times before and he's the one I wouldn't trust. He's a repeated offender, and I can see if it was one baby mama or even two. But to say multiple is giving 3, 4, 5, and I'm not dealing with 5 baby mama dramas. That's ridiculous. And when I say tramp, it's because there's no guy that is going to be cool with you dating somebody that he's cool with and him and not think that he's not going to take you serious. I wouldn't take nobody serious that was dating one of my friends.
Well,
that sounds ridiculous.
Don't sugarcoat any of it, L'Oreal. Just tell me. I want you to tell me how you really feel.
Well, I didn't sugarcoat it, right?
I know. Okay. That's a joke. Okay. So, sis. See, you know what frustrates me about this more than anything, though, Lo? What pisses me off. And I'm going to say, what pisses me off about this more than anything is the only reason that she's considered a tramp is because it's a she. Because if a man was doing exactly what she is doing.
We would call him grimy.
We would call
Eva,
him single. No,
what?
We wouldn't.
If we weren't married and a guy was dating both you and I and knew that we were friends, come on. We'd be like, he's trifling. Why are he trying to talk to both of us? Right or wrong? Exactly.
But somebody's still going to talk to him.
Not with us.
No one is going to call her a tramp off the cuff. No one going to call that man. They're going to say that man is single, just like I did with
No, we not. We're going to call him thirsty. We're going to call
her husband.
Come on, Eva. We come like, oh, he trying to talk to both of us. He thirsty. This has happened numerous times to me and other one of my friends when somebody thought they were slick and would try to talk to both of us or try to talk to one friend in the group.
They think they slick, but you ain't call them a tramp.
I mean,
you didn't say the first thing.
Because we not going through with it. That's the difference. You get what I'm saying? These dudes will both sleep with her. Me and my homegirl ain't about to toss a dude back and forth. That's me. Me and you ain't tossing a dude back and forth.
See, it don't sound like they are friends. It's the circle. And that you know how that go. So they don't have to be like close friends, but my crew might run with like somebody else's crew. And like as of more recently, maybe a couple of people in there.
Now, come on, Eva.
You know how it go.
Did you see the Ray J show? Danger. She smashed the homie. Danger. I still say it lives in my head. I still sing it.
Rent free
20 years later. And it's just because that's the thing, right? If you're being honest, maybe that's something else. But they're going to look at it like she's trying to be sneaky and sleep with both of us or mess with both of us. She thinks we don't know.
The thing is I don't think that she's trying to be sneaky and sleep and mess with both of us.
But when you don't tell them, that's the sneakiness. She's not trying, but she is.
Is that they homeboys and nobody expected that.
The problem is that she's okay with dating this man with multiple baby mamas. And I'm not saying that you
Hold on, wait. That's your problem.
Yeah, listen.
I love you, L'Oreal.
Listen, I thought that it was okay to date somebody like that. And I accepted him. I was like, you know what? I'm accepted. That's his past. No, the hell it's not. That's his track record. And you need to read that, sis, because it's going that direction.
Okay,
for you
so
too.
If both of these men, neither of them had kids, okay? If neither of them had kids.
But they do. But they do. And my problem with her too, I'm gonna tell you, she's childish. Cause Clarice or whatever, Chantrice.
Chantrice isn't childish. I think Chantrice is at a proper impasse.
Can I tell you why? She's childish because she said, one of them I really like, but he has an older child and I'm afraid he may not want more kids. You sleeping with this man and you not going to ask him if he wants more kids?
Well, I think that if you start, especially considering their relationship, they're not together. They're messing around with each other, which is fine.
That's like date number two question. If
I'm having sex with a man for the first time and he asks me how many kids I want, he has to get off of me.
No, that's a date question before y'all even have sex.
You got to get off of me because now I feel like you're trying to get me pregnant.
No, it's like, what about, okay, why are you having sex with somebody that you don't see no kind of future with unless it's a jump off situation?
Because it's a jump off situation.
But this is not, she's trying to date somebody. She said she wants to.
But it's just a jump off. She's saying, I like hanging out with them. I'm not sure if there's a full future in it with either of them. And instead of investing in one of them and getting my heart broken like I've had millions of times before, I'm going to keep talking about fun.
No, sis, there's a billion guys out there. Don't mess with nobody that's in the same circles at the same time.
I don't think she knew that they was in the same circles prior to.
Well, now you know. And you got to figure it out because
so that's our job, Lo. So what are we telling Chantrice to do?
I told her to leave the guy alone with the multiple baby mamas. Don't nobody want to deal with all that. Then you got to deal with all his kids. The other man
can't
grow. Well,
the question is, how old are the kids?
Old enough for her to say baby. because she said older child. You get what I'm saying? When she was talking about the other man, she said multiple baby mamas. Like, and then she ain't put older. So that means these is little ones. So he's going to be dealing with this for at least, let's just say 10 more years. Let's say the oldest one is 8. And that's me being generous. 10 more years to deal with 10 baby mamas? No, thank you. No.
Well,
I hate baby mamas. FYI.
We're going to agree to disagree with this situation because I think, sis, you deserve to live your life as free as you want to. Now, I think that you know the dangers that come with the choices you make. I think everything you do has a consequence. And I don't think that you need to commit yourself to any of these men until you're ready. But I think you might want to be a little careful about how you move, considering that people are absolutely crazy. You don't know how people will react.
Yeah. And she can end up with nothing. And I'm sorry. It's the same. Now, if this was two guys that didn't know each other, I'd be like, go ahead, sis. You're single. You're
so
dating.
So the only thing is because they, that's what I'm saying. I think the biggest issue is that they know each other.
That is the issue.
Okay.
If it's two different men, take two different states, they don't know each other, that's perfectly fine. You're single and dating. If you're single and dating, God bless you. But if you are talking to two guys in the same circle, anybody and their mama gonna call you a tramp.
Yep. Agreed. Okay.
Agree. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was
our finally
final
agree.
Question
we finally agree. That's all agreed. I asked for Christmas.
Well, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Well, hoes.
Well, if you
know what, I don't dislike baby mamas. I'm gonna take that back. I didn't like the baby mamas I had to deal with throughout my life.
You don't like the strain and struggle that it comes with dating somebody that has a toxic baby mama situation.
Yeah, because some people just don't want to see people happy. You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
Because they're not happy.
That's what I want. I want you to slide. Do me a favor. That was our final question. I want you to send me your final question to Undress. And I want to deal with baby mama, baby daddy drama. So this is what you need to do. Go to our Instagram. It is at the Undressing Room Podcast. Go to the DMs. Boom. And let us know what's going on in your world and the situation. And don't worry. We're going to take all the clothes up off of that thing and let it air all the way out. We're going to undress it. Okay? Boom. Mm-hmm. That is your chance to be featured. It's really, really easy, actually.
That's right. You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast brought to you by Macy's.
Hey.
Now, all y'all got to do is go on over and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/theundressingroom. And then we need y'all to go to all our old episodes because you got plenty of time. You're off of work right now. Make sure you listen to all the old episodes. Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll be back next week.
You know what? Even if you at work, put your headphones on. You can go ahead, put your AirPods on and just listen. Sometimes it'll help you get through your work.
That's right.
Knowing that you're not in this world alone and going through those struggles by yourself. So even at work, slide on your little AirPods. Your boss doesn't have to know. Go ahead. Listen to the Undressing Room Podcast.
I'll do it.
Listen to Macy's. But bye-bye for now. See you next week.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room Podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed, Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadija Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.